Carol Ofori.
All right, so it's an exciting time, literally just over a week to go before we find out who wins R1 million and change. It's our competition that's been running for the past week or 2 weeks or so, and your chance to win that money is here. Go to ecr.co.za, click on R1 million. What is the change? R125,000 that you can give to a charity of a choice. That's after you walk away with R1 million. Yes, 6 zeros in your bank account, and you get to change a charity's life. So what we decided as a group here, with Rory, we decided, you know what, someone's going to win this million, and there are charities right here in KZN that need our help. We don't have to go far. We don't have to look at international organizations. We can look at the small charities that are literally in the communities we live in, right? Early in the week, we spoke to the guys at the Hillcrest Aid Center, and they told us about their dire needs for what's happening in the community there. And today, we're speaking to the CEO of Lifeline Zululand, Michelle Jullal. How are you, Michelle?
Good morning, everybody. Morning, East Coast Radio. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for making time. So, you guys are Lifeline Zululand. What do you do, Michelle?
Correct. Lifeline Zululand, basically established in 1987, so we're like 38 years old. We have a long footprint in this area. We service predominantly the Northern KZN, deep rural, and our services are free to communities, families, individuals, psychosocial, so it's counseling, debriefing, you know, we're talking about mental health awareness, emotional wellness. We do preventative work and we do reactive work, trauma debriefing. We do talks, presentations, workshops, motivational work. So it's a whole list of things that we do. And currently, the three major districts we have our presence in, we have just over 45 points of presence in Mkanyakure District, Zululand District, and King Setshwayo District.
Wow. So your work is quite vast and quite intense.
Yes, quite deep in the rural, yes.
Yeah. Now, we all know that KZN has the highest HIV infections and people living with HIV in South Africa. Yes. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the continent, our numbers are pretty high. And here we sit with the discontinuation of the US aid. And I know it's affected a lot of NGOs and NPOs. Has this affected you guys?
Yes, it has impacted us negatively. It's a case of you're coming to work on a Monday morning, 27th of January, work as normal. At 4 o'clock, you get called for an emergency meeting, and boom, there's a seize on all funding to South Africa, and we are one of them. And that hit quite hard because that was the executive order by the USA president. So we were told not to implement any programmatic activities on the next day. So we were like absolutely gobsmacked, dead, silent. I think some of the colleagues of mine and the teams, they just couldn't process what had happened because it was 4 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
So we had to do some a little damage control within ourselves and with our teams just to pull it together. And you know, we still had hope that the 90 days will pass and things will get better. Mm. However, not even going through the 90 days, in February, exactly a month to date, we get a letter to say we've been terminated.
Oof.
So
what does that mean?
Was a huge, was a huge blow for us.
What does it mean?
Our beneficiaries.
Yeah, what does it mean you've been terminated? What does that mean?
Well, our contract with the USAID funding that we had is terminated. Mm. So it's gone.
So
our beneficiaries on the ground for extended.
Us, yeah. So for us listening, what does it directly mean to you? Does that mean no medication? Does that mean no talks? Does that mean no facility? What does it mean?
Well, it means everybody will be stranded, from the employees to the beneficiaries on the ground that are implementing, or beneficiaries that are receiving services, and community members are overall going to struggle. That's just the bottom line.
Oh, my goodness. That is insane.
It is a reality, and I think we didn't realize how serious this was going to get for us as an NGO or for the country as a whole, but it did hit us because we have another program that's also HIV-AIDS-based, and we do receive part funding from US. So that's also going to end now, end of this month. It's probably going to be impacted as well.
Yo, Michelle, so what does the future look like for Lifeline Zululand?
You know what? We're resilient, we brave, we network, and we don't just want to do handouts, hacking hands. We want to work for our money. We started a little sustainability side. We want to put on our business hats, and we want to do work for small businesses, small corporates, if they want to make use of our services, and you know, if they want us to run workshops on mental health awareness, emotional intelligence. There's a whole list and basket of services that we've now rallied and put together that we have been doing, but not as intensely. And now we realize it's time to sustain ourselves on certain aspects, and we've got to run with that. You know, we are BEE compliant. We are Section 18A approved. We have an NPO registered number. We have a PBO number. So we're legit.
Yeah.
You know, we've been around.
You've been around.
So if individuals want to partner with us, they're welcome.
That's where I was going with the next one. Individuals are listening right now, and they are in the Zululand area. And of course, if you're living in that area, you want to give to your community. So how do people help, Michelle? How do we help Lifeline Zululand continue to do the great work you've been doing?
Look, the first point is for us just to keep the lights on, keep our heads above the water. We were looking at any support the community is willing to give us, whether it's a free service, you want to donate your security service to the organization, you want to maybe buy us electricity for that matter. It's the small things that's really going to help us build our reserve, which we don't actually have. Mm-hmm. As a nonprofit, it's very difficult to build a reserve.
Yeah.
And when you're faced in situations like this, everybody is left with their hands tied behind their backs. So even the small businesses, they can support. I mean, your taxable donations that you do, you can do that to Lifeline, and it's a taxable donation, so you win and we win. You know, your change becomes a change for us.
Yes, yes.
In that sense.
So listen, on Friday next week, someone in KZN is going to win R1 million, and they will have 100.
I know, right?
Yeah, right. And they will have.
I hope it's me because I also.
Me and you both, girl. Me and you both. But here's my question, though. There's 125,000 rand that is allocated for this person to decide on a charity of
Absolutely.
Their choice. What would 125,000 rand do for Zululand, Lifeline Zululand?
Look, it will inject us. I'm not going to waste the money. It's going to inject us to get this little sustainability arm going so we can get somebody in to do fundraising, to do the proposals, to go out and do workshops and earn money so that 125,000 can sustain me for, if I may say, even for 9 months, if I have to pay somebody a stipend or a salary or a commission or something of that sort.
Wow.
So while they're doing that, they are marketing Lifeline. They're taking our services out to the communities. So I'm just hoping that we're not going to just squander it to, you know, just pace one person or two persons and it's done. I want that to last. It must run. So we put our business hats on and we are thinking, you know, we're pivoting.
I love that. Listen, Michelle, thank you so, so much for your time. And I hope that you will get individuals who are in that Zululand area and around KZN to contribute. Zulu.
Not only KZN, you guys are online. You guys are national.
Right. All over the world. Michelle, all over the world.
Whoever's listening, fill out cups, guys. Come on.
Your WhatsApp, I mean, your website is zululifeline.co.za. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So that's how we get in touch with you. Zululifeline.co.za. Thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, East Coast Radio. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. That is the CEO of Lifeline Zululand, Michelle Jolal, talking about the needs for Lifeline Zululand, who do so much work in the community, helping people from a mental perspective, as well as HIV prevention, etc. And as you heard there, that discontinuation of that US aid has hard hit them, having lost, team members because of financial constraints, and also being limited in the resources they can provide to the very, very needy community. So do visit zululifeline.co.za. And if you are listening, the winner for Friday, because we don't know who you are, here's another option for you. I brought you Hillcrest Aid Center on Monday. I'm going to look for more charities in and around KZN. And I need everyone to hear all the hard work that, you know, charities are doing in this province to keep us afloat. We've had some serious hard times. So let's put hands together and make magic.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.